Okay, after our topic on the quieting of title, we shall now discuss co-ownership, which is defined or governed by the Civil Code Articles 484 to 501. So that's Article 484 to Article 501 of the Civil Code. There is co-ownership whenever the ownership of an undivided thing or right belongs to different persons. So that's the definition provided by Article 484 of the Civil Code on co-ownership. Again, there is co-ownership whenever the ownership of an undivided thing or right belongs to different persons. So remember, it refers to a thing or a right. It's not just a thing, but it also refers to an undivided right. And it seems that the ownership of that thing or right is undivided and it belongs to different persons. Sanchez Roman also defined co-ownership as the right of common dominion which two or more persons have in a spiritual part of a thing which is not materially or physically divided. Again, Sanchez Roman defined co-ownership as the right of common dominion which two or more persons have in a spiritual part of a thing which is not material or physically divided. Co-ownership is distinguished from an ordinary partnership in the following ways: with respect to creation, with respect to purpose, with respect to personality, and with respect to duration, to power of the members, with respect to the effect of disposition of shares, as to division of profits, as to the effect of death. So, with respect to creation, whereas co-ownership may be created by law, contract, succession, fortuitous event, or occupancy, partnership is always created by contract. As to purpose, whereas the purpose of co-ownership is the common enjoyment of the thing or right owned in common, the purpose of partnership is to obtain profits. As to personality, co-ownership has no juridical personality which is separate and distinct from that of the co-owners, while a partnership has. With respect to duration, an agreement not to divide the community property for more than 10 years is not allowed by law. Such an agreement would be perfectly valid in the case of partnerships. This is so because under the law, there is no limitation upon the duration of partnerships. As to power of members, a co-owner has no power to represent the co-ownership unless there is an agreement to that effect. A partner has the power to represent the partnership unless there is a stipulation to the contrary. As to effect of disposition of shares, if a co-owner transfers his share to a third person, the latter becomes automatically a co-owner. But if a partner transfers his share to a third person, the latter does not become a partner unless agreed upon by all the partners. And as to division of profits, whereas in co-ownership, the division of the benefits and charges is fixed by law, in a partnership, the division of profits and losses may be subject to the agreement of the partners. As to the effect of death, whereas the death of a co-owner has no effect upon the existence of the co-ownership, the death of a partner shall result in the dissolution of partnership. And there are limitations upon the use of property. The property under co-owned property should be used only: 1. In accordance with the purpose for which it is intended; 2. In such a way as not to injure the interest of the co-ownership; and 3. In such a way as not to prevent the other co-owners from using it according to their right. So there are limitations upon the use of property as provided in Article 486 of the Civil Code, and these are: number 1, again, in accordance, it should be used only in accordance with the purpose for which it is intended, in such a way as not to injure the interest of the co-ownership. That's the second. And the third limitation upon the use of a co-owned property is that it must be used in such a way as not to prevent the other co-owners from using it according to their right. And for example, there's a problem. A and her sister B are co-owners of a two-story building. The upper floor of the building was occupied for residential purposes by B and her husband H, while the ground floor, which was divided into several spaces, was leased to several store owners. One of the spaces, however, was used by H, the husband, as his office. Later, after a quarrel, A brought an action against B and H, demanding that B and H for payment of her one-half share of rentals for the use of the part of the house which they are occupying. So, what's our answer? We should decide what are the rights of the parties. So, B cannot be compelled to pay rentals to her sister, A. In living in the upper floor, she was merely exercising her right as a co-owner. She did not prejudice her sister, neither did she prevent her from also living there as she desired to do so. It is different, however, in the case of the space in the ground floor which H used as an office. The latter is clearly liable to A for one half of the rent which such space should have earned if rented to others. Under the law, he cannot use such space gratuitously because that would prejudice his sister-in-law. And that was actually in the case of Pardel versus Bartolome. So Pardel versus Bartolome, it's 23 Philippines 450. Under Article 488 and 489 of the Civil Code, again 488 of the Civil Code, acts of preservation may be made at the will of one of the co-owners, but he must, if practicable, first notify the other co-owners. Such co-owners can compel the latter to contribute proportionately to the expenses incurred, and these expenses shall include taxes. So acts of preservation are governed by Article 488 and 489. And acts of administration with respect to the co-owned property are governed under Article 492. An act of administration may be defined as any act which refers to the better enjoyment of the thing owned in common. This includes useful and ornamental improvements. Act of administration may be performed only through the resolution of the majority of the co-owners. Majority means majority of interest in the thing owned in common and not persons. Again, majority means majority of interest in the thing owned in common and not persons. So that's Article 492, governing acts of administration. With respect to acts of alteration, governed by 491 of the Civil Code, an act of alteration or ownership may be defined as an act by virtue of which a co-owner, in violation of the express or tacit agreement of the co-owners, changes the thing from the state in which the others believe it should remain or withdraw it from the use for which it is intended. Such act may be performed only with the unanimous consent of the other co-owners. Again, Article 491 governs acts of alteration. And acts of alteration or ownership may be defined as an act by virtue of which a co-owner, in violation of the express or tacit agreement of the co-owners, changes the thing from the state in which the others believe it should remain, or withdraws it from the use for which it is intended, and such an act may be performed only with the unanimous consent of the other co-owners. Question, there are three persons, R, S, and T, co-owners of a 10-hectare agricultural land in QC. R is the administrator, S and T are in Spain. Can R, the administrator, convert the land to a memorial park without the knowledge and consent of S and T, the persons or the co-owners who are in Spain? Answer, R cannot convert the land into a memorial park without the consent of S and T. And our basis is Article 491 of the Civil Code, because undoubtedly to convert an agricultural land into a memorial park constitutes an act of alteration or ownership which, according to 491 of the Civil Code, requires the concurrence of all the co-owners, because such act involves a change of the use for which the property is intended. So it was agricultural land, then it's planned to be converted into a memorial park. So there is really a change of the use for which the property is intended. So acts of alteration are those acts by virtue of which a co-owner, in opposition to the express or tacit agreement of all the co-owners, and in violation of their will, changes the thing from the state on which the others believe it should remain, or withdraws it from the use to which they believe it is intended. That's the Manresa's definition of acts of alteration. Thus, under Article 491, even assuming that the transformation of the land into memorial park will benefit all the co-owners, the law still requires the concurrence of all. So it requires a unanimous consent, remember, under Article 491. But attention must be called to the possibilities regarding lease contracts made by a co-owner. So remember about lease contracts made by a co-owner. Undoubtedly, lease of personal property is a mere act of administration. Therefore, the resolution of the majority shall prevail. However, lease of real property may be an act of administration or an act of ownership depending upon the circumstances of each case. So for example, if the lease is recorded in the registry of property, it is an act of ownership and therefore requires the consent of all the co-owners, since a special power of attorney is required. If it is not recorded in the registry of property, but the duration thereof is more than 1 year, it is also an act of ownership and therefore requires the consent of all the co-owners, since a special power of attorney is also required, and see Article 1878, number 8 of the Civil Code. However, there's the third instance. If not recorded in the registry, but the duration is only 1 year or less, remember, duration of 1 year or less, it becomes a simple act of administration. The resolution of the majority shall prevail. Extinguishment of co-ownership. So co-ownership is extinguished, number one, by the merger or consolidation in one of the co-owners of all the shares of the other co-owners. Again, the merger or consolidation in one of the co-owners of all the shares of the other co-owners. In other words, there is no more undivided thing, because the right of one is the right over the thing has been consolidated or merged into one, in one of the co-owners. And there is actually only one owner, one person who owned the thing. And number two, co-ownership is extinguished also by two, the destruction or loss of the thing, right, owned in common. So it's the destruction or loss of the thing or right owned in common. So when the thing or right owned in common is destroyed or lost, then co-ownership is extinguished. Number three, co-ownership is also extinguished by prescription in favor of a third person or a co-owner. Again, that's prescription. And number four, partition of the property owned in common. So partition of the property owned in common. And when partition cannot be demanded. So under Article 494, Paragraph 2 of the Civil Code, again, Article 494, Paragraph 2 of the Civil Code, a co-owner cannot demand the partition of the thing owned in common in the following cases. Number 1, Article 494, Paragraph 2, when the co-owners have agreed to keep the thing undivided for a certain period of time, not exceeding 10 years. Second case is Article 494, Paragraph 3. When it is prohibited by the donor or testator for a period which shall not exceed 20 years, if the thing was acquired either by donation or by succession. So in that case, under Article 494, Paragraph 3, partition cannot be demanded. Another third case when partition cannot be demanded is governed by Article 494, Paragraph 4. When it is prohibited by law, such as in the case of a party walls, especially in the case of party walls and the family home. So in the case of party walls and the family home, it is prohibited by law, so partition cannot be demanded. That's under Article 494, Paragraph 4. Under Article 495, it's the fourth case when partition cannot be demanded, when to do so would render the thing unserviceable for the use for which it is intended, although the co-ownership may still be terminated in accordance with Article 498 of the Civil Code. So that's the fourth instance when partition cannot be demanded. When doing so, when partitioning it, would render the thing unserviceable. When a co-owner may require ownership through prescription. So the third, our third way of extinguishing co-ownership is prescription in favor of a third person or co-owner. So when a co-owner may acquire ownership of the thing owned in common only if the following requisites are present. So again, with respect to extinguishing of co-ownership, there are four ways in which co-ownership is extinguished. And the third is prescription in favor of a third person or a co-owner. With respect to when a co-owner may acquire ownership through prescription, a co-owner may acquire ownership of the thing owned in common only if the following requisites are present. Number one, he repudiates the rights of the other co-owners. Number two, such act of repudiation is brought to the knowledge of such co-owners. Again, number two, such act of repudiation is brought to the knowledge of such co-owners. And number three, the evidence thereon is clear and conclusive. Number three, the evidence thereon is clear and conclusive. And the fourth requisite to which a co-owner may acquire ownership through prescription is that after a lapse of the period fixed by law. So you have to see the cases of Lagura versus Levantino, Maliari versus Sunga, Bargayo versus Tamumot, and Africa versus Africa. So those are the four instances in which a co-owner may acquire ownership through prescription. I mean, those are the requisites. So those four requisites must concur before a co-owner can acquire ownership through prescription. Again, he should repudiate the rights of the co-owners. Number two, such act of repudiation is brought to the knowledge of such co-owners. Number three, the evidence thereon is clear and conclusive. And number four, after the lapse of the period fixed by law. Okay. So that's our discussion. That ends our discussion on co-ownership. And the next one is Articles 502 to 522 of the Civil Code, which is on special properties. Remember, co-ownership is governed under Article 484 to 501 of the Civil Code, and 502 to 522 refers to special property. So, you have attention that Articles 502 and to 518 of the Civil Code, that's 502 to 518 of the Civil Code with respect to special properties, have already been repealed by the Water Code of the Philippines. So refer to the Water Code of the Philippines, Presidential Decree number 1067. So since 502 and 518 has been repealed by the Water Code of the Philippines, PD number 1067, so refer to that Water Code of the Philippines with respect to special properties as defined in Articles 502, 522 of the Civil Code. So our next lecture will be about possession. This will be governed by possession, Articles 523 to 561 of the Civil Code. So, next lecture will be on possession.